Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Well, hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And yep, this is your host, Allison, and thanks a lot for tuning into my show this evening. You know, I'm always glad that you're here. And tonight's going to be me, just me, hello, just little old Allison. But we're going to be talking about numerology, some various different aspects of it. I'm going to be taking your calls, doing readings, like I did last week. You know, I get a lot of emails, and people say that they're really super happy for all the really great guests that we bring onto the show, but also they miss, you know, being able to talk about numerology, learn about numerology, and they also miss the opportunity to call in and actually ask for insight from me by getting a numerology reading. So I've been trying really hard to hold off two weeks out of the month and just kind of dedicate it totally to numerology and my own readings. So that's what tonight's going to be about. But I do want to, like, point out to you, we've got some really super guests coming up on the show. On March 7th, we've got John Davis coming on. He's an amazing healer, and he also is a really wonderful spiritual teacher. And if you ever read about John's story, about 14 different separate psychics and mediums told him that he was John the Apostle, and he kept, you know, running away from that. And then he finally had a past life regression, and he actually connected to Jesus in his regression, and everything changed for him since then. And I've actually had a healing with him, and he is phenomenal. So I'm really excited to bring John back onto the show March 7th. Also, we have Lisa Williams herself coming up on the show March 28th. Lisa's got a new book coming out, and so we're going to be talking to her about the book and what's up with her. And, of course, how can you not love Lisa Williams? She is just a beautiful, amazing energy, and it's always fun to have her on the show. I always feel so good talking to her, so I'm looking forward to that. So those are the upcoming shows. Just really quickly, my newsletter's coming out tomorrow, so if you are not signed up to the newsletter, hop on over to my website, and that is visiblebynumbers.com, and you'll see a subscribe box somewhere on that site. I think it's on several pages. Just put your email address in there, and then you'll be subscribed to the Visible by Numbers newsletter. And let me tell you why you want to do that, because, you know, I'll tell you who my upcoming guests are. There's usually some really good articles in there. Also, I give out the monthly forecast, even help you to figure out your personal year numbers so you can follow along. And I've been doing this for 10 years, and let me tell you, if I'm late with my newsletter, I get all these harassing emails from people going, "Where's my forecast?" So a lot of people really do follow them, and you know, numerology is like that. You know, you have energy, it works with you, you work with it, and you have specific energy on a month-to-month basis. So really super way to keep track of what's going on in your life, or at least give you some insight, is by following your monthly forecast. So sign up for the newsletter on my website, visiblebynumbers.com. Upcoming Saturday, I think March 5th, I hope that's Saturday, I could be wrong, but I'll be in the Doylestown area. I'm doing some numerology readings for my dear friend and wonderful seminar coordinator, Susan Duvall, SusanDuvallSeminars.com. And if you live in New Jersey, southeastern PA, you really want to get on Susan's newsletter list as well, because Susan brings some of the most amazing spiritual healers and teachers and clairvoyants and channelers and mediums and you name it. She has a wonderful program in Doylestown, bringing to you some of the best spiritual people in the arena. And, you know, in these days, you know, you really want to make that connection. Sometimes, you know, you feel the need to learn some things. Well, Susan really provides an amazing service in the Doylestown area. So, again, her website is Susan Duvall, D-U-V-A-L, seminars.com. Sign up for her newsletter, too. Okay, really quick reminder. Hey, check me out. YouTube me. Yeah. you to be. One of the things that I did this year, actually there's three YouTubes. There's one that just basically talks about numerology, which can give you some insight into my passion for numerology. But I also did a personal year video, and I put it up on YouTube, and it helps to explain your personal years. And I even went so far as to say, hey, if you don't know what your personal year number is, email me, and I'll send it to you. So, you know, you really want to check it out. Just go on to YouTube. You can put in my name, Alison Bachman, or you can go to my website on visiblebynumbers.com. And you can link right to those videos, and that'll help to explain your personal year. Because I'm all about helping you people. I'm all about trying to, you know, give you some insight and some guidance in your lives through numerology. And so that's why I do what I do. Okay, so who wants to talk about Charlie Sheen? Anybody? Hello? You know, sometimes when somebody comes into the public spotlight and, you know, they're really messing up, I'm sorry. You know, it's kind of like wanting to go look at a train wreck, but I have to go look at their numerology chart because I want to know what's going on with this person. And I kind of, in a way, it adds to a little bit of research, you know, when you can see certain elements in a chart at a certain time, it kind of helps to give you, you know, some research on it and helps to make you a better numerologist. So I never waste a chance or an opportunity to take a look at somebody's chart, especially when they're in the public eye. And so I had to go look up Charlie Sheen because we all know what's been going on with him. I mean, all right, he's been a little bit of a wild child for a long time now. There's been stories about Charlie Sheen circulating for years and years and years. We all know historically he has a pretty bad record when it comes to maintaining marriages or relationships. And so, you know, I'm checking out his chart, and, you know, there's a reason why someone like Charlie Sheen, we want to watch him. There's a reason why he has star quality, and that is definitely showing in his chart. Charlie Sheen's got a configuration of a 3-6-9 combination, and that is considered to be artistic expression, mind, body, and soul. So Charlie Sheen is a 6-life path. He's a 3-birthday. He's a 9 expression. There's your 3, 6, and 9. And that's artistic expression, mind, body, and soul. Usually people that are born on the 3rd or any day that adds up and reduces to a 3, usually they have star quality. They have a gift with artistic expression. Usually it comes out in words, whether they write them or they speak them. And they usually speak with their faces and their hands. They're able to put those inflections into their faces. They usually have very beautiful smiles. They are seem to be very friendly and funny and humorous. And this is really definitely something that you get about him. And, you know, it is a star quality that he does have that makes us want to watch. And if you actually can check out a lot of the people that are on television, especially people that are in comedies or sitcoms, you're going to find a 3 hanging out somewhere in their chart. So Charlie definitely has got some star quality. But why? What's going on with this addiction stuff with him? Well, you know, again, if you look at Charlie's chart, he's got a 5 in his personality. He also has 5 fives in his hidden passion. And 5 generally is a free spirit. You know, people got 5 energy. They're free spirits. They don't like rules. They don't like regulations. They don't like to be boxed in. They like to come and go and do as they please. This is a number that's strongly associated with the traveler, the adventurer. You know, a little bit of a bohemian sort of energy here. But 5s also, they have this big issue with, you know, addictions or overindulgence or not knowing when to, you know, cut back on things. They tend to go overboard on things. So I really kind of see that energy going on in his chart as well. And caller, I hear you, and I'll get to you in just a little second, okay? As soon as I get done talking about good old Charlie, so you can listen in on with this. The other thing here is expression number. There's something to be acknowledged there in the 9 expression because, you know, when you have a 9 in your chart, and trust me, Charlie Sheen is an old soul. His chart is saying he's an old soul. But when you have a 9 in your chart, you know, quite often you're a spiritual teacher. Now, we don't really get that about Charlie, right? We don't get that he's a spiritual teacher. But listen, what the nine generally learns throughout their experience is unconditional love, forgiveness, and letting go. And everyone knows when it comes to unconditional love, it's easy to love charming people, but people that really mess up or people that hurt you or people, these are the ones that you have to love unconditionally. And nines usually have to learn to forgive. They have to learn to forgive people in their lives. Well, what I have found with nines is they're either an all or nothing. They either are like Mother Teresa that goes around loving unconditionally, being tolerant, selfless service to others, being kind and generous and a humanitarian, or I find that they are a little bit more like Charlie Sheen, somebody that's absolutely very difficult to love, somebody that really requires a great deal of patience, somebody that could have addictions or be pretty bad with relationships. And does that mean that he's not a teacher? Well, I would beg to differ on that because I feel that by taking the role as being the nemesis, the person that you have to love unconditionally, and the person that you have to forgive, in many ways, Charlie, by is affecting people in his life by more or less presenting to them the obstacle, the person to love unconditionally, the person to forgive. And so in that sense, that is still a spiritual teacher. That's somebody that comes and teaches, even if it teaches us to forgive or to love unconditionally. Now, there is a dark side to Charlie Sheen. He's got a 22 in his heart's desire, and I got to tell you that when 22s are found in charts, this is a master number, and it can be a master planner, a master organizational person, or a master visionary with a great deal of spiritual insight. But also, there's a dark side to the 22. You know, sometimes a very dark, deep, dark side to the 22. This is one of those ones where, you know, someone could have a 22 and be Attila the Hun. So, and then the final thing I want to point out with Charlie's chart is that he's got an overall six challenge. So, why can't he maintain relationships? Well, he's definitely challenged. He's definitely challenged to relationships, to love, to marriage, to family. So that's very strong in his chart, and it's something his soul is working on overcoming in this lifetime. And then the final note with Charlie Sheen, just so you know, I mean, if you take a look at what's upcoming for him, without question, it's a train wreck, okay? And really what I would say for him is especially after September this year, it's just going to get worse. I could almost see some health issues with him, specifically in this year, okay? So he's already been in and out of the hospital, but I think it potentially could be much worse. And I also, next year, as he goes into next year, there's some big crisis with money. And, of course, you know, I feel that the Piper is going to come a-calling next year, and I think maybe he's going to be held to the carpet maybe for some of the behavior. Who knows? So I really don't see this year or next year being any too... I don't think he's going to like the way it turns out. How about if I put it like that? So anyhow, there you go. You know, I had to go nosing around in Charlie Sheen's chart, but I thought you all might be interested in seeing how, you know, sometimes a person's chart can be a true expression of what they do in life, and certainly he is one talented actor, and that very much shows in his chart. That's why he's one of the highest paid people in television. All right, so I know I heard a caller, and thank you, caller, for being patient. Who's calling, please?
It's Glenda in Maryland.
Well, hi, Glenda girl. How are you?
Well, my 2-year chart's run out, and you were accurate, and you just told my past with Charlie's. My birthday's March 3rd, and, well, hopefully my outcome in the near future will be better.
Right.
Clean and sober, 19 years.
God bless you, Glenda, for that, sweetie. But, you know, and I know Glenda, and I don't know if the listeners know, but Glenda and I have had a few conversations. And, you know, Glenda, in order to be where you are now, you had to go through the fire to get to where you are, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's what you told me, yes.
It made you who you are.
To this day.
Yeah. It made you who you are. And you really are a very special person. So, what can I do for you, child?
Just the next couple months, because I need to get another life chart reading for the entire year, which will be soon.
Okay.
And I hope to get to see you and Susan soon.
Okay,
I'm coming up there to your way.
Okay, wonderful. Glenda, give me your date of birth again, please, real quick.
March 3rd, 1954.
1954, okay. All right, Glenda. Well, what I could do is I could at least give you a little bit of an update, okay?
Just a quickie, and I know that you... I'm going to get a full chart.
Well, you just, I don't know if you need a full chart, Glenda. Basically, what you need from now on is, you know, and this is a good lesson for, like, a lot of, you know, the people that are listening. It's really good to get an overview, meaning understand what your numerology chart is. That's really important to do once. And then after that, I give out what I call future forecasts, which kind of focuses on the energy around you now. And it also looks down the road in the future and just kind of gives you a heads up on things. So anyhow, my dear, March 3rd, 1954. Okay, let's look. And you are, this is a 1 year for you, okay? So it's okay. Really important, whenever a person gets in a 1 year, it's about deciding, okay, honey, what do you want to do for the next 9 years, okay? It's a new cycle for you. And so it's important to start something this year or to make some plans about what is it that you, where you want to go over the next 9 years. And you may be given a new opportunity this year, or there may be a new start or a new beginning, but this is the year to begin something because you want to begin something in a 1 year. It's really important because you have the greatest chance of success by beginning it under the influence of the one. So this is a year you need to be a little aggressive. You need to kind of be a little determined, make some decisions, decide what the heck it is you want to do, okay? Now, have you had any new opportunities or have you begun anything new this year?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I kind of keep updated with you behind the scenes. I went back to doing readings, and my book, everything's paid for, and all I have to do is resubmit it, but my mother was ill and in the hospital, so that was put on hold, but it's almost finished, and I'm going to do that and continue giving the readings.
Good.
And I've been doing it full force.
Well, so good.
You know I'm headed.
Yeah, I know where you're headed. Well, you have, without question, Glenda, I mean, you have psychic ability very strong in your chart. It's not, and, you know, people don't understand, but I'll take the opportunity to use your chart as an example, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Okay, great. You know, people don't understand that numerology, the language in numerology, is talking about your soul and your soul connection to spirit and what your soul came to do in this lifetime. And the language of numerology uses words like clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, mediumship, channeling, prophets, prophetic dreams, signs, insight, guidance, empath, all these words that we associate with psychic, the paranormal, the metaphysical, because it's talking about your soul. And people, you know, I think it's kind of ridiculous because when people... when you talk to God, it's called a prayer. But when God talks to you, it's considered schizophrenia, okay, or you're nuts, okay? And but we're coming into the times where people are beginning to acknowledge their souls and acknowledge the conversation that's been going on, acknowledge these paranormal experiences that are really just basically God, spirit talking to them. And we're moving into times where the veil is becoming thinner and thinner and more people are having these experiences. Without question, my dear, you're a seven life path, which is the mystic. Seven is very psychic. You're a three birthday, which is three is the number of the medium. It's the number of being able to connect to spirit. So, and then to top it all off, you're also an empath. So you also feel. And your body is like an antenna, and it picks up information, and it also feels energy. So when we take a look at your chart, it's like kind of a little bit on the off-the-hook sort of a thing with psychic energy. And I know that you've been doing some readings. You used to do readings. You've always been psychic, maybe to the point where sometimes that drove you a little bit nuts. But I really feel that you could be an extraordinarily good at this and make a living off of this or something along those fashions, you know. And help people, and I know your heart, because I know you have a good heart, you know, and doing it for the right reasons. And I think that when you set about to do this type of work, It's not for the glory. It's not for the ego, but it truly comes from a place of love. And I know this about you. You're a very loving and generous and giving person. So I'm
kind of
excited.
I just want to give back and help like I was helped.
Right.
Because I lived Charlie Sheen's path. And I was given freely from you, your guests, and the others before I met you who have helped me freely. And so it's not for the money. It's not to be no star because I still have stage fright. You're going to help me get over that, Allison?
Well, that's that too, honey. Yeah, that too always makes you want to blend into the woodwork. But you got to understand that you can't be afraid. You have to... When you're speaking from your heart, truly, when you're speaking about what you know, and when you're speaking from your heart, you have to not inhibit it and just allow it to flow. And I think with you that before you do any public speaking or you go out in front of any crowds, you really got to do some work on grounding your energy, perhaps using some grounding stones. You also
have to... I've got my stones, I've got my necklace, and I've got my bracelet,
and
I have been wearing it. And I just received it again, and I wear that all the time. So I will have that.
Right.
And other,
set some boundaries.
I got your meditation. I use that before I do readings.
There
now,
you go.
So
right. Keep working on it.
I think I'll be okay, and I want to thank you. I just wondered if there was any kick-in surprises or anything.
Okay, let me just go and look and... Just really quickly, as you go into March, I feel, now whether this is extra work coming in, and it could be, because I just see you as being having a lot of limitation in March. So March is really a time you got to put your nose to the grindstone, and it's a time where you really want to focus on things, be efficient, get it done. There's a lot of work to be done. And you might feel some limitations on a financial level as well. You just not a lot of freedom there. But I would really work on my websites, or I would work on, you know, the foundation of your career, whatever it is that you're doing in March. Now, in April, I see this as being a really good month for you. Now, I don't know when you're going to bring your book back out, but April is a really good month to relaunch it. Even April 1st might be a good day. But this is a time where your career should be expanding, so you want to... make people be aware of what you do and how you do it in your book and any way that you can to market yourself. You really kind of want to do that in April.
Okay.
And also, there could be some sudden unexpected changes in April, things that, kind of, you know, fly by the seat of your pants in April. But there could be some unexpected events. Travel, or it could be media, television, radio, or something to do with that. But even if there's something unexpected, oh, well, that's what that month is all about. Now, May wants to focus on your relationships, so whether this is grandchildren, children, family, your mom, but it, you know, in some ways, someone's going to need you, or maybe you've got to accept a little responsibility for the care of someone else, and that's pretty much what will come in for May for you. June, if you can go to any kind of workshops or get a book or kind of expand your spiritual knowledge, that would be a really good idea. I would also suggest for you to take a little rest in June and don't push things. Go for walks, go out in the woods, go swimming, whatever the case may be, but don't push things. Now, July,
okay,
money
maybe
wants...
Maybe that visit is to come to see you.
That'll be good. That'd be good. You want to go to a lecture or something. Or something spiritual, absolutely, in June. Now, July, I see money coming to you, or there's some positive good news with money. So
correct.
That's a nice thing.
You're correct
huh?
there. There
okay.
is.
Okay, great. Woohoo! Now, August, I see you as putting an ending to something, okay? So whether that is I'm finishing this project, or maybe I'm done with some little habit that you have, or maybe there's a person that sort of drives you a little crazy and it's time to let go of that person, that's August. Now, September is probably the most intense month for the new beginning, and that's also another wonderful month for you to launch something new, okay? So really make sure before September you've brought, you know, maybe this is a new opportunity will come in for you in September even. Maybe you'll get an offer or something different. So look for it in September. October, patience. You just got to be patient in October, okay? And be, you know, zen, take a real zen attitude. There may be some delays in October, but that's okay. It's a good month to work on your plans. November, I'd hopefully by then, honey, we'd like to see you out on stage or out in front of people. That'd be a really good month for you to give it a shot. And
all
you
right,
end the
well,
year. We end the year in December, right. And once again, you got a lot of work to do in December, okay?
Okay, dear, and I thank you, and I love you.
I love you too, dear.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Glenda. Okay. All right. So anyhow, yeah, that's what I'm here for. So, and I'm so glad that Glenda called, and she's such a dear. And she really is extremely generous. She is so supportive on Facebook of so many spiritual people. I look at her as being a little cheerleader for everyone, and she's always pointing out when somebody publishes a book or if they have a workshop. She's been very generous to me as well. And I'm always grateful, you know, because I really believe in reaping what you sow, that whatever you send out is what you receive in turn. And I, you know, when with Glenda doing all of this promoting other people and talking about their work and recommending them to other people, you know, I hope that the same is returned to Glenda, that other people will recommend her and her work to others. And that's really what it's all about, people in life, is reaping what you sow. Whatever you send out there, whether it's, you know, if you want to be grumpy and if you want to, like, you know, insult somebody, well, you can rest assured that you will be insulted back somewhere, somehow, some way. If you just are kind to someone and say something nice to someone, then you'll be returned that, which is somebody saying something nice to you. If you help someone, someone will help you. If you promote someone, someone will promote you. It is really, you know, this is the best way to live your life, is by reaping what you sow. So, so wisely. All right. So I am available for anyone that wants to call into the show to do readings. So let me give out the numbers, but also know that you can go to the front page of bbsradio.com and look for the numbers right there at station one, and they're right there, but I'll give them out. You can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can call toll-free, you can call direct at 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. You're welcome to call into the show. Now, maybe you've got a question. That's fine. Numerology question. Happy to answer you. If you would like a reading, I would happy to do that for you. I just need your date of birth. Now, if you've got a question in some other arena of metaphysical, you know, I mean, besides the fact that I'm a numerologist, I'm also a Reiki master. I've also studied just about every aspect of spirituality, you know, many, many areas. I'm not saying, you know, that I know everything, but I could probably give you a pretty good opinion or a pretty good reference to somebody that would know something. So even if you've got a question, you're more than welcome to call into the show, because that's what I'm here for. Okay. Now, one of the things that I did, you know, I do want to point back out what I was saying about that, why is it when you talk to God, it's called prayer, and when God talks to you, it's considered to be a mental illness or schizophrenia or something like that. And as I said, numerology, really, when you study it and you study the wording, it's talking about your soul. And all souls, all of us, have we have a connection to the spiritual. And the numbers in your numerology chart can clearly point them out, even tell you how you get that information. So that's one really important aspect to look at your chart. And maybe after I take this call, if I get a chance, you know, I'll kind of point out what the various different numbers mean, and especially when it comes to receiving information. But in the meantime, I'm going to take this caller. So, hey there, who's calling?
Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John, how are you?
Calling.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Well, nice to meet you. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a new listener to yours, and actually to the network, the radio network, over the last few weeks. And I love listening to the shows that are on, and I was just listening to your last caller and your reading on her. And my question was, well, if you could do a reading maybe for me or maybe some guidance to where I'm at on my path at this moment.
Okay. Give me your date of birth, please.
8-10-63.
Okay, 8/10/1963, is that right? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so just give me a second. Let me just kind of work up a few of these numbers, and then we'll get going here. Okay. All right. So you're kind of interested in what I could tell you. Well, let me tell you that, oh, my gosh. Well, you're an old soul, okay? If we look at your numerology chart and we start to look for several indications in it, one of the things that numerology will show us is old soul energy, and yours is definitely old soul. And what's really fascinating about your chart is your life path number and your birthday number are both tens. You're actually one life path, but you're also a 10 birthday. And 10 is really kind of a good karma number. It's some people have karma in their charts, but 10 tends to be a good karma number. And also, that's a number that's got a really clear indication of a connection to God, the God source, okay? So it's really kind of old soul energy. Now, what is really fascinating about your chart is your challenges, and I know this is going to sound insane, but you have almost all seven challenges, and so this is saying to me that you are a walking, talking sage or a mystic or a guru in the makings, a spiritual teacher, and that you've brought in a tremendous amount of spiritual wisdom from your past life experiences. And I feel that there may have there may be some blockages to this, connecting to this, but I tell you, once you get connected to this energy, I feel that there's tremendous potential for you to go out there in the world and really kind of bring spiritual philosophy to other people, teach it, write about it, share it, tremendous ability with psychic and connection to the other side. I mean, this energy is definitely strong. But I do want to ask you, though, I want to take you back into your childhood, and I want to take you back to your relationship with your mom. Did you have some difficulties with that relationship?
No, as a matter of fact, I was the youngest of five, and she was, I mean, she spoiled me pretty well and loved me, and she was a very loving mom. I don't know if that helped me or hurt me in the long run.
Okay.
But,
well, there's a strong connection. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Me and my mom were very close. It was me and my father that were more distant.
Okay, well, it just shows something with mom here, okay? So that's one of the indications of it, is there's some strong connection with mom in these numbers as well. How old are you right now?
I'm 47.
Okay, well, let me just explain the energy that you're in right now. You're in an 11 pentacle from age 45 to the age of 53. And this is a time of great spiritual growth for you and awakening. And I feel that you may have like, even the paranormal sort of stuff, okay? Like, this dream happened, or I saw this, or I heard this, or this thing happened. I wouldn't even be surprised if there's a whole lot of that going on with you at this time. This is master energy, and usually the 11 represents an open doorway to the spiritual realm. So you're being mentored from above. Whether you realize that your thoughts are really yours, or maybe they're channeled, what comes out of your mouth, is it really from you, or is it something that you are used as a messenger? I feel that this time is tremendous spiritual growth for you. Down the road and in the future, I can honestly see you stepping forth and maybe working to be of service to humanity on an international level. And I feel that your spiritual path is strong. Everything that's ahead of you is laid out for growth with that. I feel that I don't even think that you can fully understand and realize what I see in your chart, fully understand and realize the gifts that you hold inside. But I feel that between now and the time you leave this planet, you're going to have ample opportunity to perhaps be a spiritual teacher or be working in this field on some level, or it's going to be a very major part of your life, okay? I think you're on a quest, so to speak. Do you understand?
Oh, I understand completely. I think you're You're very right. I feel that. And to me, personally, I woke up 3 years ago, and I've been studying and learning every single day. I can't get away from learning more every day. And I feel very connected to my soul. I feel I regularly talk to my soul, throughout the day.
Good.
But I have this urge to speak when I'm around people. And with what's going on the planet right now, a lot of the people, I have my own business, so I see my customers daily. And they're all my friends. It's my own little business, a little coffee stand, and they're all very close friends of mine. And I have this urge to speak out, and sometimes I feel that I might overspeak. And I'm not sure, but I said, I don't know why I said this, but it just came out of me. And I think that's my higher self kind of speaking through me, in other words, but I'm really not sure.
Well, that's what I said earlier. If you listen back to what I said sometimes the words that come out of your mouth aren't yours. Your thoughts aren't really yours. You're being used as a messenger. And that's what this is, a period of acceleration for you. It's kind of like you're on a quest, and this is, but yes, what comes out of you is not necessarily comes from you. It comes from your soul, your source. You know, you could be used as a messenger during this time, and I that's what this is about. This is the energy that you're in, okay? And it's. I really feel that you have an opportunity, before it's all said and done, to make a genuine contribution to humanity. I don't think you realize what I see, but inside of you, there's a walking, talking, wise old sage, Buddha, mystic. You've got it inside of you. Tremendous ability to understand, comprehend spiritual philosophy, to connect to your soul, and to help others, to enlighten others with that spiritual message. So the coffee shop is where you are now, but I would not, I would say that isn't where you're always going to be.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree with you. I tell my friends that I said, this is what I'm doing now. I have no idea what I'll be doing in the future.
Right. I would like to, yeah. Well, from the date of birth, go ahead.
I feel that, as all of us on the path, and we wake up and we find all this new knowledge and new teachings, and what we knew before is totally changed. So what my dreams were before, I'm a musician by trade, but my true dream, something to drive me, I hit a wall, and I said, well, to tell you the truth, I really don't even know what I want to do with my life right now except study. And I have a passion for studying.
Right. I think you have the opportunity to be a specialist at something. There may be some specific aspect of what you're studying where you're more drawn to something than others. And I feel that you could be an expert in a field, meaning an expert on a particular aspect of the spiritual metaphysical, and really actually be able to use that expertise to teach others and be respected for it as well. So my thing with you is at this point in time in your life, you still are what I like to call an apprenticeship for your destiny, okay? And so with that being said, every experience that comes to you serves a purpose. And what you're doing now, you're preparing. And I just really feel that you've got a major contribution to humanity coming up. And I really feel that you can be very successful at whatever you do. So, and you're such an old soul. And I always find with old souls that hold this energy in their chart that you have the knowledge of the ages embedded in your subconscious. And in your, you have access to that. You have access to such knowledge and wisdom. It isn't about you studying it so much as you remembering that you already know it.
Right, correct. And now, if I go with the flow, as they say, because I'm trying to just go with the flow of everything, whatever comes in front of me, and I'm assuming if I go with the flow that things are going to come in front of me that are going to help me on my path to guide me to where I should be.
That's why... Sure. That's why you and I are talking right now, because, see, they made
sure
that, yeah, you know, it's you needed this message, so, oh, gee, I called into this radio show. This one kind of interested me, and now I'm talking to her. You know, it everything happens for a reason, including this conversation, okay? What I can tell you for, you know, moving forward, okay, this year for you, I feel is, you know, I think that there's work to do, okay, this year. But I can honestly assure you that by 2012, you're going to be ready to make some changes, and there could be some significant changes in your life and expansion. You're working with energy that really has got those doorways open from above. So, you know, meditate, pray, talk to your soul, do what you're doing, and just realize that everything happens for a reason and everything happens in due course. But this year for me, there's work on the table for you. And then as you move into next year, there's great expansion for you and changes that are coming for you. This year may feel somewhat limiting. You may feel as though I'm a little frustrated. I feel as though I'm not moving as quickly as I would like. But I assure you that next year the doors will open up and there's tremendous expansion that's coming in, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's pretty much it. I never called the show. I've never talked to anybody about this. And I have one friend that I'm close with that I share with. And it helps me, what I just heard.
Okay, well, good. That's what I'm here for. So thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, have an excellent night.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. All right. All right. So, again, I think we got time for one more caller. So just once again, oh, there we go. Hi.
Hello.
Who's calling? Hi.
Hi, my name is Pamela. I'm from Laguna Beach, California, and my birthday is 3/31/1946.
Okay.
I liked your Martin Sheen profile. That was really interesting.
Well, you know, and here's the thing about Martin Sheen, okay? He's just being who he is. You know, we have a tendency to want to, you know, what's right for us is right for us. And we are who we are based upon our energy. So some of us, you know, we have a certain path, and other people have other paths. And Charlie Sheen is just being who exactly he is. And
right,
wrong, or indifferent. It's all good,
that's
you know.
Funny. Yeah, I agree.
There's no judgment here.
Exactly.
No judgment. You just have to look at him. You know, even in my life, you know, the one thing that numerology has taught me, which is really kind of interesting, is it's helped me to be a better person. Because even when I meet somebody that's really grumpy or in a bad mood, I just bless them and send them on their merry way and say, God bless you.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you work your way through that. But for now, it's not really, I'm not going to let it take it personally. I'm just not, you know, I can't. So,
that's great,
my dear. So, well, let's look at you. I just want to check one thing here. Yeah, 417. Let's see. Yeah, you're in an 11 year this year. Interesting. So, one of the things that I would share with you for this particular year is you do want to pay attention to your gut feelings, your dreams, strong instincts, and how you're feeling. Because really this year there's an intensity to this coming in for you. And it might be a year for you as well where this sort of thing ramps up, like your interest in maybe why you're here and answering those deeper questions, your spiritual growth. I feel that this year could be very important. Are you single or married? Because this year certainly...
Single.
This could bring in a soulmate for you as well, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
it is those years for soulmates, okay? So if you're looking for a relationship, this could be very well be the year that would bring that to you. Which is something that's really, really nice. I feel that love and romance is on the agenda, but also your feelings, maybe feeling a little bit more vulnerable emotionally, or you might find as you go through this year that things that never upset you maybe upset you a little bit more, or maybe you're just a little bit more teary-eyed. That would be pretty normal for this type of energy. I would say that with work and everything, this is a good year to maybe, like, whatever you began last year, whatever new thing you began last year, you might want to look it back over, see if you can make some improvements on the plans, check to make sure everything's in order. That would be really good planning. This is a good year for planning. And I feel that next year for you is really going to be really exciting, creative, a lot of fun. This year, it's not that it isn't fun, but it's just this is a much more slower moving kind of a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at you, your innate life path, so that's telling me that you have a gift with business, money, finance. You have the type of individual that likes to set goals and work towards achieving them, that you're a little bit self-driven, that you're probably very organized because this is some of your other energy, even your birthday. But you also have this very creative thing with you as well. You do have creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very.
So, yeah, so I'm seeing very
Except
creative.
I just don't know what to do with it right now. I'm very frustrated as far as how to make a living.
Well, what do you do with your creativity?
Well, I have done painting, but lately I felt like that's just not going to do it for me. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. How old are you right now?
64, going on 65.
Okay. I feel that you're very gifted artistically. As a matter of fact, your chart is saying that. And I think you need to put your art into form, okay? Like, you're not the kind of person that I would see so much doing public speaking as I would feel that would take that artistic sort of stuff and put it into something I could touch and feel.
Right.
And I really feel that you need to explore your creativity. And I feel that with you, you know, especially this time, it's effort versus reward. You know, if you want to put in the work on something, there's going to be some rewards, okay? It's just you got to stay focused. You got to work at it. You have to be methodical about things. And there will be rewards, okay? But it takes work. It takes you to really kind of work at it, okay? And so I just wouldn't give up on that because I do see this very artistic energy that you do have. But you've absolutely got to put it in form. For sure. Okay.
Yeah. It's frustrating. Go ahead.
No. Well, you have to bring out that inner child energy, that playful energy, not so serious energy, and just have fun with it too. You can't, when you're doing artistic things, it's about allowing your emotions to flow out of you, not inhibiting them. Don't care what anybody thinks. I'm just going to do what I want to do.
I'm totally good at that. Yeah.
Good girl. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay. So what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that it's frustrating because I really don't know what to do. It's like, it used to be painting, and now I'm totally at a loss of what to do artistically.
Artistically, okay. Well, I feel that
you're
probably...
And to make a living.
Right. Well, I think that the next year, especially for you, might be a rebirth of something artistic, because I think you're going to come into some really artistic energy, especially like even around October of this year and moving into next year. I feel that your artistic will be reborn, and maybe that'll give you a new leaf on life or a new forum or modality or something to do. I would not hesitate to do some exploration, you know, try various different things. You also got to kind of follow how it makes you feel. And is it making you happy when you're doing it? And if you always follow your joy or follow your happiness or follow what gives you pleasure, that's where you can have your greatest success. It's when you keep banging your head against the wall and something is difficult, that's when you need to let it go and move on. So follow your joy in your creativity, okay? Mm-hmm. And that would be probably one of my greatest suggestions. Now, February, you may actually be feeling stuck in a rut, but I think things are going to shift for you or change for you in March. So I feel some changes are coming in for you, and so I would just do some experimentation even in March.
Okay.
And maybe you're going to feel out of this rut by March. I can almost see that energy shifting for you. As far as your relationship, looking for one, I'm telling you, honey, get all dressed up and look pretty, especially in April. And also in September, those are two really strong months for you, so don't go to the grocery store with your hair a mess. Make sure you look adorable, because, you know, I think that this could potentially be a year that you absolutely could meet someone, okay? And if somebody invites you out or asks you to go somewhere or do something different, don't turn them down. You know how you like to plan things. Well, don't plan things. Just get out there and go, okay? and especially April and September, okay?
Okay.
So I see, I'm just going to really quick tell you, I see some money coming in for you, like, right around June. So I don't know
June?
If you're having any... Yep, June. June
well,
money.
It could be my girlfriend's estate's inheritance. It could be she left me as part of in the people in her will.
Ooh, well...
It could be.
It could be, because I see June for you, money coming to you, okay?
Okay.
And that would not be your income tax, because that would be sooner, okay? So anyhow,
yeah.
I'll tell you that much. A really good time to start something new is also in August, and so August is a good time for you as well. So maybe that might be a time where you kind of come up with some innovative ideas or think of something new, and that would be a really good time. But the thing of it is when it comes to artistic expression, I feel you've probably been stuck in a rut because that's what February would be, stuck in a rut. But
mm-hmm.
go with how it makes you feel. And if it brings you joy, just go in that direction. When it comes to art, there's no right or wrong. It's just about you being able to express yourself. And I see you as being quite gifted in that area. Okay?
Yeah, it's true. I am, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. good. Then we're both right, right?
But you can still be in a rut even though you're gifted, you know.
Well... Oh, I know, but it'll, you know...
A gifted rut.
Yeah, a gifted rut. Well, you go through these stages. That's the thing about artistic people, is you have to have that feeling to create. And so when you're not feeling it, okay,
mm-hmm.
it blocks it. And so, you know,
right.
and that would be a really good time for you to just go walking in the woods or go looking for something to inspire you, look for your muse. You know, spend some time in nature, and go play. Because when you connect mm-hmm. to your inner child, that's when it helps you to express yourself. When you act silly and dumb and you know, just that let your emotions flow, that's when the artistic comes through, okay? That's my best advice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good advice. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Well, good luck. And if you do
yeah,
meet
well,
Mr. Wright,
you.
If you do get that money in June, make sure you email me, okay?
Yeah. I certainly will, and I really enjoy your program. And thanks
okay.
for the Charlie Sheen update.
Oh, you're welcome. God love
yeah.
him. Yeah, he is special.
Yeah, and it's so sweet. You know, it's enough of bashing him and criticizing him. It's so sweet how you pointed out, you know, that he's just being himself, and it's like, enough already. Lay off
right.
the guy.
Right. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing, you know, and it's not for us.
And none of us really know what's going on with his boss and TV show. Nobody really, we don't know.
No.
You know, all the conflicts they're having.
Well,
how can we judge him, you know?
Right. You know, and the same thing goes for Lindsay Lohan and all the others, okay? It's kind of like, let them live their lives, you know?
Right, right.
It's not really, well, the only person that we're really in charge of is ourselves, okay? And what's
mm-hmm.
right for us is right for us. Now, quite frankly, you know, a weekend of booze is not my idea of a good time. That's why I'm not Charlie Sheen, okay? But apparently he enjoys it. And, you know, what
yeah,
can I say?
Yeah.
You know, I would not choose that because, and Charlie Sheen and I, we don't have the same energy, so that would explain that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So,
yeah.
So Charlie, you know,
so Charlie, we love you.
Yeah, Charlie, you know, we find you so amusing.
And we hope that you get the peace that you deserve. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to have a couple of rough years here, so we'll be his cheerleader. We'll kind of cheer
yeah.
for him, okay? All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. You know, it's amazing how quickly an hour just flies by when you're having fun. So I do want to say to everyone that called into the show, thank you so much, and everyone that's listening to the show, I really appreciate your support because it means a lot to me. It's what keeps me on every single Monday night when I just as soon go watch The Bachelor. I'm joking. No, I don't really want to go watch The Bachelor. But, you know, it's what keeps me coming on to the show every single week. So, again, I'm going to remind you that we got a really fantastic healer coming next week, John Davis. So if you know somebody that could use a healing, John will be doing them over the phone on the radio. And honestly, I don't get impressed that often. It takes something for me to jump up and down and be excited about somebody. But having experienced my own personal healing with John, I know he's the real deal. And that's why I lovingly bring him back on the show. So if you've got somebody that's ill, somebody that's not feeling well, that wants to call into the show and talk to John, I really encourage you to do that. And again, Lisa Williams, the 28th. How cool is my job? I love it. Okay. All right, everyone. You have a great night. Love you all. And, you know, I'm always wishing you abundant blessings. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.